With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A new poll suggests that most Americans share many core beliefs about what it means to be an American. Correspondent Donna Warder has the details.
The poll, conducted by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, found that 9 out of 10 adults surveyed believe that the right to vote, the right to equal protection under the law, and the right to privacy are extremely important or very important to the United States' identity as a nation. And 84% who answered the survey say they feel the same way about freedom of religion. The results of the poll have only small variances between Republicans and Democrats, except for the right to bear arms, which Republicans are more likely to see as core to the nation's identity. Donna Warder, Washington.
A motion by Donald Trump in his hush money trial has been rejected.
Trump's lawyers wanted next month's trial to wait until the Supreme Court rules on presidential immunity claims. The request was filed last month. Judge Juan Mershon says the timing raises real questions about the sincerity and actual purpose of the motion. Trump contends he is immune from prosecution for conduct alleged to involve official acts during his tenure in office, saying some evidence in the hush money case is from his time in the White House. This case involves allegations Trump falsified his company's internal records to hide the true nature of payments to his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to help bury negative stories during his 2016 presidential campaign. I'm Ed Donahue.
The most powerful earthquake to rock Taiwan in a quarter century killed 9 people, stranded dozens of workers at quarries, and sent some residents scrambling out of damaged buildings. The quake during Wednesday morning's rush hour also injured more than 1,000 people. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 43 points, the Nasdaq rose 37. This is SRN News. Donald Trump says Joe Biden is waging war on Christians.
The former president points to the current president's decision to celebrate the Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday and a prohibition on any religious themes in the annual White House Easter egg decorating contest. The Trump campaign says, quote, "These are just two more examples of the Biden administration's years-long assault on the Christian faith. Most polls indicate people of faith are more likely than ever to vote for Mr. Trump in November." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida may become the next state to allow people to smoke pot on a vote to 5-2. The state Supreme Court has decided to allow on the November ballot a measure that would let companies which already grow and sell medical marijuana to sell it to adults over 21 for any reason. The ballot measure also would make possession of marijuana for personal use legal. An increasing number of states are making marijuana legal. This is SRN News. There was a bit of a rebound on Wall Street.
Stocks held up better on Wall Street a day after their worst drop in weeks. The S&P 500 inched up 0.1% Wednesday. The Dow slipped 43 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.2%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market after a report said that growth for U.S. services businesses cooled last month. That could help keep the Federal Reserve on track to cut interest rates several times this year. GE Aerospace rose 6.7%. It was the second day of trading for the company after splitting off its power and energy businesses. That split marked the end of the General Electric conglomerate. Seth Sutel, New York.
Inflation has fallen again in Europe to 2.4% in March. It's welcome news for consumers. The figures mean the European Central Bank is getting closer to achieving its goal of 2% inflation. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.